9.9, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. A few minutes ago was telling you that I needed your verdict on a decision I'm about to make in my life.
I love the People's Court music. Yeah.
Love it, too. So, late last night, about 10:30, I heard some ruckus, and I think who did it.
Heard some ruckus in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, somebody backed into a wooden fence that separates the alley from the rest of the complex. A lot of damage has been done. Woods are off their, fence area and whatnot. It just looks bad. And I'm thinking about being a resident tattletale, but others think I should keep my mouth shut, like Brian.
Absolutely. If you're the resident tattletale, then you're just going to get bullied the rest of your days that you live there. You're going to have to move out. You're going to have to get a new job, skip town. I'm just looking out for your future.
And Brian, here's the thing.
Or get a new vehicle so they don't know it's you and over your home.
That's a good idea.
No, you can't give up the Pontiac.
Brian, here's the thing, though. You're not on my jury. The listeners are. What should I do? Should I be the resident tattletale or should I keep my mouth shut regarding this?
Hey, I would totally tell. Because honestly, A, how is he ever going to find out, or she, I guess, ever going to find out that you told? And B, it drives me absolutely crazy when people who are just, terrible at life continue to get away with it.
My biggest concern in all this is I'm sure the dude is fairly large and drives a big red pickup truck. Because the damage was that high on this wooden fence, it couldn't have been like a little Mazda Miata, okay? Right. It was a tall truck to do this damage.
Did he see you?
Did he see you with, your fingers in between the shades, making them bigger?
I was sneaky like a ninja, okay?
Well,
I looked out my bedroom window.
There's no way he saw you.
Well, the only problem is now if Kyle says, he's like, I told on a guy with a big red truck who lives in my complex. Well, if he has a friend of a friend that listens, he'll be like, oh, guess what, bro? I think I know who told on you.
Hey, thank you.
Or if the dude listens to the show.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Wait,
the one time I hope they're not listening.
Right.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Thank you, too, bye.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Should I be the resident tattletale or should I mind my own business?
You should be the resident tattletale.
Oh, do what's right.
This person's going to keep doing it. And like the lady said before, you're going to end up with something of yours damaged next.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't like
bones if he freaking tattles.
Right.
They need to be hitting the pockets. They need to be, called out on their stuff.
That's funny. Right. The only thing that's going to be damaged is my body with broken bones.
You never know.
You beat up.
He might end up in the back of that red pickup if he doesn't watch out.
Okay, just secretly record it and turn in anonymous.
Yeah, nobody likes GoPro.
Nobody likes Rosie the nosy neighbor.
Here's the thing, though. I get that, Ryan. I don't want to be that guy, but
I tell on people all the time.
Why I want to have a lot of friends.
Why I think I really want to be the resident crusader is because I'm pretty sure this is the second time this person has done this, and that makes the whole freaking complex look horrible because it's not a little bit of damage. We appreciate the call. Have a good day. Okay.
All right. You too. Thanks.
All right, it has come down to the final jury member. This will decide it all. Should I be the resident tattletale, or should I just keep my mouth shut on telling on a fellow resident who did some damage on the property last night?
I think you should be the tattletale. Do it anonymous.
There you go. We appreciate the call. And by unanimous decision, based on Indianapolis People's Court, I will be the resident tattletale and tell the landlord today about what went down last night about 10:30.
And then you're going to go into hiding directly after that.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now at 100.9. As Brian still shakes his head at me.